Chris, how cool has it been? I know you've been, you know, part of the run up in all of this and speaking to a lot of people in a lot of different communities throughout the WTOL viewing area. How cool has it been to see the way Northwest Ohio has kind of embraced this?
Well, good morning to everybody. Absolutely. Great to be along with you. When we talk about an event of this magnitude, we could really truly say that it's once in a lifetime. So, you know, we've been to various communities across Northwest Ohio, whether we're talking to, you know, kindergarten classrooms, first or second graders, or, you know, retirement communities. We feel this sense of excitement of something that's going to be occurring in our area that has never happened in our lifetime, something that we very much hope we're going to be able to see coming up on April 8th of next month. So we're looking forward to it. We're so excited for it. And, you know, the total solar eclipse is just going to be something that if we have ideal conditions, I can promise you this, it will take your breath away in what we're able to see.
So when you talk to these groups, and again, you know, everyone from kindergartners to retirees, what are some of the questions that you hear that people are wondering about in terms of the science of what we're going to see?
Well, you know, first thing, safety, too, because, you know, a lot is going out there on, you know, proper and having adequate solar glasses and solar filters for cameras. You know, can I take a picture with my iPhone? And the answer is, you really shouldn't, because, you know, if you're going to be exposing, you know, your camera to the direct sunlight, you know, it's never a good idea. It could burn out the camera, could ruin the camera,
right?
Your own eyes and having the proper protection and proper solar glasses. I know those solar glasses are a hot commodity. We want to make sure that people are getting them from reputable places that have the proper ISO certification to them. To random questions about, you know, people asking about, you know, what are animals going to do and how are they going to react during the total solar eclipse? And will we see unusual things? And the answer to that is, yeah, you might see unusual things. You know, the crickets may start chirping, you know, birds of prey might start to come out thinking it's evening or night and start to feed. You know, the deer could come out. Various animals may act differently. Maybe it's your own pet, your cat or your dog, just due to the sensation of darkness falling at that point in the afternoon, may start to think it's dinner time for them and act a little bit unusual. So I believe there's going to be many things. And I always encourage people during the eclipse, and especially during totality, make sure that you observe your environment as well.
Yeah.
You know, do the streetlights come on? Do the car headlights come on? What unusual things might you see at that time?
Well, and I've heard it said, and maybe you can kind of shed some light on this. Again, it would talk about everything that will actually happen during this time of totality. Yes, the sun is going to disappear, and that's, you know, the highlight of it, but the stars may come out. We may see kind of a almost a sunset type of effect. Is that true?
Yeah, that's correct. And that's really what we're looking forward to the most. So let's say we've got ideal crystal clear conditions during the time of totality. And that is everything when we're talking a total solar eclipse. The difference of being in totality versus a partial eclipse is absolutely everything, because you're able to not only experience the full effect of the eclipse, but you are in a very rare point on Earth where the entire surface of the sun is covered by the moon. That gives you an opportunity to view the sun's corona. Now, that is the outer atmosphere of the sun that really can only be seen otherwise with special equipment or instrumentation. And at the time of totality, can actually be seen without solar glasses on, and it can be viewed with just the eye alone. Now, I'll caution that and say that you must know exactly when you're in totality,
right,
and have that specific time. And it varies for different communities across Northwest Ohio, most of them occurring between 3:10 and 3:15 p.m. on April 8th. So it's within that five-minute window. It varies, and it comes right across our listening area here. I mean, we are the absolute center line of this total solar eclipse.
Yeah.
And under ideal conditions, we're going to have some of the longest times to view totality during this whole entire event. So really looking forward to that.